This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Ongoing discussions over the future of the Colorado River have brought renewed focus for water to tribal nations. Amarina Lee Martinez researches water management.
And this is a common problem for many reservations, being food deserts where you don't have access to high-quality fresh food, and also water deserts, right, as we already know, where having lack of access to running water. So with running water comes economic development and cultural self-determination.
The Ute Mountain Ute tribe has water rights on the Dolores River in southwest Colorado, although they often don't receive their full allotment. Nearly 28,000 families have accepted their preschool placements in the first two rounds of Colorado's Universal Program. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
That means more than 32,000 four-year-olds will get at least 10 hours of preschool. That's about half the state's four-year-olds. State officials say nearly 80% of families were matched to their first choice. Thousands of tuition-free preschool slots in all of Colorado's counties are still open and available for families who apply by July 13th. Officials estimate the state-funded preschool will save each family about $6,000 a year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Prosecutors have dropped a felony charge against a woman hit by a train while locked inside a police car last September. Yereni Rios Gonzalez pled no contest to misdemeanor menacing and will do community service for flashing a gun during a road rage incident. Fort Lupton and Platteville police put her in the car parked across railroad tracks. She suffered severe injuries. The officers face criminal charges. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.